locally on FM 88.0 and streaming worldwide via our apps. This is the voice of Lito, and that was Tears for Fears, a tune called Shout. And lovely Paige Woplington from Redesign Interiors is in the house. Welcome to you again.
Thanks, Dave.
It's good to catch up on a Tuesday.
Yes.
I went past your new store the other day.
Okay.
I went to have a haircut at my favorite cafe barber. Can you see?
Yes,
the three hairs that I have on our trim. They do a great job there. And they're such nice people. I'm glad that you've got good neighbors.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah, because it's very important that I think the neighborhood is improved when one moves in. So Redesign Interiors, moving into Bolito, taking it by storm. Well, certainly I think it's going to be, because we've got some interesting questions coming in already via social media. And maybe we should just go straight into those today.
Sure, let's do it.
So the first one is, how can I refresh my space without spending a lot of money? That's a very common question, because a lot of folk at the moment are a little bit under pressure financially. I think we're in trying economic times. And clearly everyone wants to freshen up and brighten up, particularly when looking at, I suppose, the Marie Kondo approach to being happier.
Yes.
Declutter.
Yes.
But often interiors and design and these things can be an investment, shall we say. Expensive, possibly. But, you know, whether it's expensive or costly, you know the difference between expensive and costly?
Yeah.
The difference is, well... Costly means that you pay a price and it's great. Expensive means you pay a price and it isn't great.
Well, we're not expensive then.
Okay. So how does one refresh one's space without spending a lot of money?
We've spoken about a lot, and the decluttering really is a massive thing. But apart from that, I think the easiest way to do something is by redressing your walls. And the walls, you know, you can do a lick of paint, which is something that you can do yourself. Go buy a 5-liter paint and paint your walls. And if you want to get a bit creative with it as well, you can do two different colors. So like the first third one color, the second two thirds a different color, to just make it a little bit more interesting. Otherwise, there's a whole bunch of other wall cladding scenarios that you can use. You can use wallpaper, you can do custom prints on wallpaper, wood cladding, you know, all sorts of things like that. And that'll just give your whole space a whole new look really quickly.
Is wallpaper coming back?
Well, I mean, wallpaper's always been in for me. there's so many different options and versions and availability now that you can kind of get it from anywhere. Mr. Price, I think even Builders Express sells some bits of wallpaper. It's really accessible now.
Because it used to be a thing. I remember when I was a kid, many, many years ago, that wallpaper was a thing. And putting up wallpaper, it was the most exciting thing to watch. Because, you know, parents generally did it, and they got it so wrong.
Pattern matches and fighting and whatnot. I've done it once myself, and, just to know how to do it, and I'd rather leave it to the professionals. They can do it for me.
So you mentioned cladding. Is this now a thing that is in common practice?
Yeah, I'm sure lots of people have seen it around, like oak cladding on the walls and slats and whatnot, but there's all sorts of different versions as well. You can get different patterns, you can get acoustic cladding. Yeah, you can go wild. There's so many things out there.
What is the benefit of acoustic cladding?
So I think for a lot of open plan areas, and because that's kind of the style of the housing that's built at the moment, having acoustic panels can really help with the sound inside a house. Sometimes people don't even realize that that the sound is irritating them. Like there's a reverberation of sound that's coming all the way from the dining into the lounge and whatnot. And those acoustic panels just help kind of dim that.
You know, it used to be a thing, a big thing in life as we knew it, particularly those that enjoy music. You used to be able to get a really good hi-fi entertainment system that you could play at volume, and it was... That's kind of more or less been replaced by the Bluetooth speaker, which gives you stunning volume and often very good quality as well. But I've noticed that often those devices in a sharp room, in a room that isn't acoustically treated, tends to be either too loud or too jarring. And
yeah.
People just, you know, it doesn't give you the desired effect. I would imagine, therefore, that acoustic cladding would add so much joy to those that enjoy listening to music.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you're really into the music and the sound, then you really should have an acoustically treated room for that. And then you get some amazing sound systems that are just mind-blowing. We've done some where you actually want to cry when you're listening to the music because it feels like you're right there with the person. It's insane.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing stuff.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Let's move on now and have a look. Social media is interesting. People have written to you from all over the place. What is the most common mistakes people make when redesigning their interiors?
So I think a big one is seeing one image and being like, oh, I love that. I'm going to do that. But then not considering that maybe your room doesn't look like that. Like maybe you don't have four walls and two big windows and whatnot. So you can't actually pull off the exact image that you want. And I think the idea is to make sure you've got a cohesive plan before you start doing stuff. So you might see something and go, okay, cool, I really like that wood cladding. But then you don't know how it's going to terminate or where it's going to start or, you know, the joins that are going to happen or how it's going to work inside your space. So I think the biggest thing to do is to make sure you've got a plan for the whole space, not just one item.
And then another question is, how do you make a space feel more cozy, modern, or luxurious, even if it's small? And what furniture or pieces is must have in 2025?
So I think for the luxurious side of things, again, it's about how you feel inside that space. Like you want to feel really comfortable and beautiful inside there. And I think a lot of that has got to do with what's inside the space and how much you have inside there. So, I mean, decluttering, you always speak about it all the time. So it's obviously really important. But I think that's a big thing, is to make sure that you don't have too much mess or noise around you. And then to have beautiful, soft, cuddly things inside there, you know, like a fur blanket or something like that.
Beautiful, soft, cuddly things.
Beautiful, soft, cuddly things to make you comfortable and luxurious.
I've always enjoyed having beautiful, soft, cuddly. You must be careful now. Yeah, no, I think everyone should have a beautiful, soft, cuddly thing.
Blankets, Dave. I was talking about blankets.
Oh, so was I. What did you think I was? it's fine. That's what it should be, eh? Really, design should be fun and it should be a joyful thing. Is it often?
Yes, of course.
Sometimes it's very stressful, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, sometimes everybody's job is a little bit stressful.
But your motto, Happier by Design, is, I think, very much part of the ethos of redesign interiors.
Yes.
And the intention is to make the client happier. By design. So if you want to be happier by design and you're thinking about making your space more comfortable, more, you know, just generally happier, have a chat with Paige and her team. When will your new emporium in Bolito be functional and open?
Sometime at the end of this month. Still not releasing a date.
So it's a work in progress?
Yes.
But in the meantime, if one wants to get hold of you, how does one do that?
You can go onto our website, which is redesign-interiors.co.za, fill in the contact form, look for us on social media, anywhere, and send us a message and we'll get back to you.
And are you still working all over the world?
Yeah, we are. We do have some work in Rwanda that we're busy with, quite a lot there actually, and then all over South Africa. So we've got place in Cape Town and Joburg as well.
Wow. Busy, hey?
Yeah, it's great.
Well, you know, this is the idea, making the world more beautiful one spot at a time. My very special guest, Paige Woplington. This will be up as a podcast. If you just joined us and you missed the questions that came in on social media, if you have a question for Paige that you'd like her to answer in our next conversation, what is the best way to leave that message for you?
You can either leave it on any of our social media posts or even on the Radio Life and Style.
Even on our website. That's a jolly good show. We have a contact portal on our website that you're most welcome to use at your leisure. And Paige Woplington from Redesign Interiors will be joining me again in a week's time, generally on a Tuesday. It's a good day at the Lifestyle Center if you're a sushi fan. You know that?
Yeah,
because sushi's half price. Cool. And it's good as well. I bet you didn't know that.
I didn't.
New to the area, you're learning all the tricks.
Thank you.
It's also Pensioners Day, but that's you don't qualify. Bad luck.
Not just yet.
That's a great win. So we'll catch up in a week's time. And give my very fondest to your neighbours at. They listen now.
Yeah.
They do. They play us in the cafe barber. Don't cut that guy's hair too short. Nah, don't do that. Paige, we'll catch up in a week's time.
Cool. Thanks, Dave.
Wonderful. And the morning show continues.